So let's just do some chazar to make sure we're all on the same page before we get into the Ramban, okay? Because the Ramban is part two, and then we're gonna bring everyone back. We're gonna bring both the Rambam and the Ramban together. You okay? Okay. Sure. Can you hear me? I guess so. You keep responding. Maybe you can read lips. Tell us about them. All right. So again, so what does the Rambam hold? Okay, and then we'll just mention again where the Ravid branches off. What does the Rambam hold? So the starting point is that the Rambam holds that the idea of a mala emerges from what? What? From a problem of avoda. The whole reason why we want to keep certain kohanim or from certain parts of the mikdash is because we don't want them doing avoda there. But there's no makom to speak of when you just have an isra avoda. All right? Yeah. In other words, that's the sifra is telling that to you. It's telling you b'shas avoda. So what I'm saying is that. So let me clarify. The malos of the mikdash, meaning from the Ezra's Kohanim Lifnim, right? So those are related to the prohibition of Avoda. So now the idea of the Mala, the Mukkum Mala, emerges because of the fear of Avoda, right? So that's the case. And then what does the Rambam do? The Rambam says, well, what's the halachic expression of a Mala? The Isra Kanisa, okay? Right, so if the Isra Kanisa is the expression of the Mala, that's it's halachic expression. So what does he say? So the Rambam says what? The Rambam says that the Isser Kenisa is really what gives the Mala its halachic expression, right? But now you got a problem. Now the Ulam presents the problem. Why? Because there's no avoda done in the Ulam, right? There's no avoda to speak of in the Ulam, right? So what's the Rambam's clever move? The Rambam says, oh, let's look at the Gemara, and the Gemara says, halachah l'moshe m'sinai, right? Again, so, it'd be nice to answer the Ravid, but Rav Chaim doesn't care. Rav Chaim just kind of shoves it to the side. And let's just focus on the Rambam. So the Rambam holds halachah l'moshe m'sinai, and now comes the great move. Because you need a lacha l'moshe m'sinai, because a lacha l'moshe m'sinai is a non-intuitive method of deriving a lacha. It's axiomatic, right? So only through an axiomatic method could you ever say that there's a makom called ulam that is not related to any specific avoda. Once you have that, right, now the Rav Chaim says you have a havmina. You might think that you won't get malchus. Makamashman, you do get malchus because it's kolal in the iser of kenisa shasayayin into the heifa. What do you want to say? What we wanted to say was that halacha l'moshe m'sinai never has a mechayiv of an onesh. That's why Rechaim is at Havmi. If you look at halacha l'moshe m'sinai, there's no idea of it being mechayiv and onesh. So therefore, what would the ulam have been? The ulam would have been, so to speak, what did God do, right? He took the current malos and then kind of pushed them to the side and then squeezed in this new idea of an ulam, right? Which therefore would be no mechayiv onesh. Or you say, no, what's halacha l'moshe m'sinai doing? It's it's not extending the heichal backwards. That would make sense. It's extending the Isser Kenisa Shasayayin backwards. You understand? That's the halacha l'moshe m'sinai. And you can never deduce it on your own. Okay. That's the Rambam up to this point. Okay? What do we know about the Ramban up to this point? Okay, we know the Ramban. We know. Wait, let's factually. Two things. Ramban says, A, Malos Rabbanan. Malos Rabbanan. Okay? Ramban. Malos Rabbanan. Okay? And B, the other thing he says is that Bi'er Kanis. Now again, what's Bi'er Kanis? Okay. So just without any, and we haven't defined him yet, but the simplest thing to say about the Ramban, just to take those two points and bring them together, is very simple. If you say that when he says his mala is Rabbanon, he doesn't mean there's no idea me derice of a mala, right? He's saying, of course there is. These Mekomos themselves, independent of any Kanisa, intrinsically have Kedusha. Right? But if they intrinsically have Kedusha, there's no necessity to have a separate Isra Gabra of Kenisa. Just be a Rekonis is sufficient. According to Ramban, if each one has its own intrinsic definition of Kedusha, I don't care how that's saying, I don't know what that is, but they're sanctified. Okay? So then there's no necessity of starting to create an Isra Kenisa on specific Gabra. Because there's no intrinsic Kedusha, the Isra Kenisa is what creates the Mala Kedusha. Yeah. What? Okay, this is a great case. Let's see if you guys can figure out what this case is. It's just, literally, the facts are what? We're not here to define this Gemara, but you'll see how Rav Chaim can use this as a leveraging point. So it turns out there's a very interesting halacha. What's halacha? Hakol nechnasim beheichal, livnos lesakin, lehotzi satoma. What does that mean? Do what? All right, so our case is going to be the light bulb went out in the Kodesh Kodashim. Okay? So, fine. So in the Heichal, the main light bulb for the Heichal goes out. So now the question is, it's got to be fixed. So what's the halacha?
In the Kodesh Kodashim or the Heichal?
It doesn't matter. No, not for this. Okay. Okay. So what's halacha? Anyone can go in. Right? So if... Even Tucker? Even Tucker. What? Oh, but there's a what? What? What's the word I'm looking for, though? It's good, but no. No, not imperative. You'll see what I'm looking for in a second. So mitzvah b'kohanim. Imin sham kohanim. In sham levim. All right, so what is that showing you? There's a what? There's a hierarchy, right? It's a hierarchy. So it's true, anyone can go in, but we choose a hierarchy. Now, of course, why would you choose a hierarchy? Because, well, I don't know. We don't know that yet. But so far, that sounds good, right? So far, we'll get to that. Hold on. No, well, at this point, no, okay? But let me ask you a question. But at this point, that makes a lot of sense. If you're going to choose someone, you choose Kohanim first, then Levim, then Yisraelim, right? I mean, Kohanim are experts at fixing and building and things like that. No, we weren't, but okay. Now, go on. Now, what does the Gemara say? Okay, so of course, what else?
They should be tar.
They should all be tar. But they're tame, no. Either one of them. Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim. We can't go in. Yet. Hold on. Now, go on the Gemara. Now, how do you know this? Kahani Tani Rav Kahana Mitok Shinamar. Here it comes. Ach. Okay, what does that pasuk tell you? What's Ach Ela Parochas Lo Yavo? You got to know how to darshan this out, okay? Right. So, now look at Rashi. Oh, you have Rashi there, right? Bali Mumin. Ach Ela Parochas. You have that Rashi? Oh, so Rashi says, I put it below the. So Rashi says, Ach Ela Parochas Bali Mumin Ksiv. So when the Torah talks about Bali Mumin, it says Ach Ela Parochas Lo Yavo. So Baal Mum can't do what? He can't go past the Baruchas, right? But now, it means the Heichal, not the Kodesh Rosh Hashanah. Okay, now the Gemara says, so now, but you would think that Kohanim who are Baal Mumin, right, can they go into the what zone? The Ulam zone, right? Right, that's what it means. Beina ulam mizbeach, meaning the mizbeach lifnim. Okay, 1 second. Right, tasan shel zav shemechapim behen beis kachak gadash mitocho, which will make it simple. Repair duty. Right, you would think that includes meaning kohen balmum can't even go in to do repair duty. Right, tamalomar ach chalak. Okay, meaning what? Klomar. So Ach is telling you, no, he can't go in to do what? Normal avoda. But he can go in to do what? Repairs. Okay? Why is this relevant to Rav Chaim? I don't know yet. Ach. What? So the Haman is, you would think that if a Baal Mum's off limits to the Heichal, that means what? He's off limits to the Heichal. But the Gemara is telling you, Ach teaches you what? He could go in for one purpose. To fix. Otherwise, he's what? He's banned. Right? Okay. At this point, the Gemara seems to say that the Baal Mum is banned from where? And that would appear to be a problem according to who? Ramban. Okay? Mitzvah is by Tmimim. Ein Sham Tmimim, Nichnasim Baal Mum. Right? So the mitzvah is by what kind of Kohen? A perfect Kohen. But a Kohen is Baal Mum would be the next category. Okay? It mitzvah is by Torah. If you don't have Torah, then who do you put in? A Tameh. Okay, so now you got a big problem, though. What problem is going to emerge? Now watch this. Okay, so what do we have? So we have two hierarchies, right? One hierarchy is what? Kohen, Levi, Yisrael. And what's the other one? Tahor, Tameh, and Tamim versus Baal Mum. But let me ask you a question. Come on, anticipate what the Gemara is about to ask. Oh, mix them up. So now the Gemara says, Ibayelahu. Look at this. Ibayelahu. Tameh, Baal Mum, Ezebehen, Nichnas. Right? Who wins out? A Kohen Tame or a Kohen Baal Mum? So Rav Chiya bar Ashi Amarav, what? Levodat Tzibor. So according to Rav, who should go in first? A Kohen Tame. Why? Because a Kohen Tame can do what? There's certain Avodat Tzibor he's allowed to do. As Rashi explains, don't ask me how, but he can. Dichsiv, Rashi says, Bimoado. Right? Vafilu Bitumah. Right? Aval Mum. Yeah. Aval Baal Mum lo Hosar. So there's no matir for Baal Mum to ever do a voda. But by a tame, there is an avoda that a kohen tame could do. So therefore, he does what? He has precedence over the Baal Mum. What's the other way of learning? Oh, a tame can't kachin, but a Baal Mum can. Okay, so just, we're not going to define this, right? But so you see the Gemara, this is interesting to define in and of itself, because I always love these types of things, where you have a problem. You have tame versus Baal Mum, but there's no clear method to know which one beats out which. So each side says, oh, I'll isolate this attribute, I'll isolate that attribute. Why one beats out the other, I have no idea. Good question. We're not going to take that up. Yes. Vine. Isa. Oh, yeah. No, Isa. So you gotta love this. You gotta love Rechaim. So what did he do? He's gonna play on the Havmina. Again, what was a Havmina in the Gemara? That you would think that a Baal Mum not only can, of course he can't go into Ulam Mizbeach to do a Voda, but you would think that includes fixing things. Kamash Malan, he's allowed to go in to fix. Hare the Hedja. The law of Oda. So what do we see? Forget the zone. What do we see? Isn't that the Gemara's implying? Again, the Gemara says, Ach el ha-parochas lo yavo. And why? And what do we learn out from that? Okay. What do we learn from Ach el ha-parochas lo yavo? That you would think that when it comes to going in, right, that includes he's not allowed to go in for what? Building as well. Come on, he can go in for building, but otherwise, if it's not for building, can a Baal Mum go in? Which sounds like there's a separate Isser Kanisa, which sounds like a problem against the Ramban. Okay? Is that clear? So his first, it's got to go nice and slow here. So his first move, what do you mean, how so? Again, he says, you see in the Gemara says, Shinemar, Achala Parochas Lo Yavo, Yachal Lo Yehu Kohanim Bali Mumin Nichnasim Beina Ulam Mizbeach, implying there's a Ulam zone, right? Right? Lasos Rikui Pachim, which is to fix something. Havina is you would think he can't even go in to fix something, right? Kamash one, he can go in to fix, but he can't go in if it's not to fix, meaning that it sounds like there's a separate Isser Kanisa and the Ulam zone. You're going, Pasuk is coming to teach you what? It's coming to teach you that it's mutter for them to go in to fix. Okay? Umemela Huadin. Okay, and there's no problem equating the Baal Mum to who? The other three. They're one category, which is fine. So far, that's okay. Okay? The Kulu Chadadina Huluhu. The Chan Maila Hain. And you see, when you look at the Mishnah and Kalim, what do you see? That they all apply to that Mala. And the Mishnah and Kalim, who's included in the Mala of the Ulam, Baal Mum, and these other three? Okay? Right? Okay. Well, the Das arrived. Right, so what are you going to do? So what does a Raivid do in this Gemara? What does Raivid do in Gemara? Well, I don't know, but let's see what he says. But you understand why it's a problem according to the Raivid? You have an Isser Kanisa in the Ulam zone, mi d'oraisa. Ach el ha-parochas lo yavo. Mi d'oraisa. Oh, we'll see. There's going to be, don't worry. The Raivid's going to sneak out of it, but watch. So what does he say? That's really talking about the Heichal. So what has the Raivid learned it? The Pasuk is coming to teach you what? The Heichal. I know. The Huskar Gemara Bein Ulam Mizbeach. What about the fact that the Gemara says Bein Ulam Mizbeach? Doesn't the Gemara say Baal Mum Ulam Mizbeach? So what does he say? Humishum. Azhara mishum ma'az ramanan. Okay. So now you got to be very creative to understand what Rafaim is saying. Okay. This is not a definable point. It's just trying to work out how to resolve it according to the Raivid. His focus is going to be the Ramban. But how does the Raivid sneak out of this? So let's read the Gemara again. So what does the Gemara say? I love this answer. The Gemara says. The Gemara says, Ach el ha-parochas lo yavo. Yachol lo yehu kohanim bale mumen nichnasin bein umam mizbeach lasos rikwe pachem tam lomer ach chalak. Okay, how does the Ravid read that? I mean, that certainly sounds like to me like it's an issur d'oraisa. So how does he read it? How does he read that Gemara? Not bad. That's very good. Okay, I'm a little different. But he's got the right idea. Okay, this is how you look in the Gemara. Put your finger on the spot and watch what Rochaim does. Okay, it's magical. Truthfully, just like unbelievable, I could pull this off. The beginning of the Gemara. Okay, so the Gemara says Tanur Banan Hakol Nichnasim Mehechal Liv Nosos Hakin Lohotis Atuma Mitzvah B'Kohanim Imin Sham Kohanim Nichnasim Levim In Sham Levim Nichnasim Yisraelim. Okay. So all that Gemara is telling you is that there's a 100% mutter for a Kohen, if he's there, if not Levi, not Israel, to go in and fix something based on Mikdash. Only the Torah. That's a good question. But don't worry about that. Okay, yeah, but don't worry about the Maskana yet. That's going to be coming up later on. Yes, they are. Yeah. Then the Gemara says, now here's the key thing. The Gemara says, now, where do you know this from? Mitok Shinemar, Ach El HaParochas Lo Yavo. Okay, because the Torah says, "Ach ela parochas lo yavo, yachol lo yehu kohanim bale mumen nichnasin bein umam mizbeach lasos rikui pachem." Maybe you'll think that a kohen bale mum, right, cannot go in to go ahead and do what and fix. Tamal omar ach chala. So teaching you that he can't, he can go in and fix, but he's not. But obviously, he can't go in normally. Now, if you read this Gemara as is, it sounds like the ulam is a is an issur d'oraisa zone, right? But this is how obvious, right? I think obvious what you're saying, but tell me if I'm correct about this. This is how Rav Chaim reads it, according to the Raven, okay? Ready? Okay, again. Shenemar ach ela parochas lo yavo. What does that teach you? What does ach ela parochas lo yavo teach you? So midoraisa, a balmum, and the other three can't go into the heichal. Okay? Right? They cannot go into the heichal. That's midoraisa. They can't go into the heichal. Right? And not only do we know they can't go into the heichal, what else do we know?
How do we know they can't go into
the heichal? Achala parochas lo yavo.
I'm sorry.
For what? To fix?
That's
to...
From this off.
All you know for this ach is, at this point, this is what the ach is teaching you. Ach ela parochas lo yavo, that's telling you that these kohanim cannot go into the heichal. Okay? Remember, this is, we're trying to fit this into the Raven. They cannot go into the heichal. Clear? Okay. Now, but what could they do? They could go into the heichal to fix. Okay?
How do you know that?
Comma. Then it says, I'm sorry, it's like this. Excuse me. Achla parochas yavo yochol lo yehu kohanim bali mumen nichnasin. Okay, now put a big comma there. Okay, a huge comma, almost a period, but not quite. Maybe a semicolon. Okay, meaning that all you know at this point is that midoraisa, right, bali mumen and the other three cannot go into the heichal, and midoraisa they would be allowed to go in if it's to fix, right? Right. To the rivet. It's all the Raven. Okay? Then read after that, what do you call it? Bina ulam mizbeach, lasos bina ulam mizbeach, and then another comma, rikui pacha. So what he's reading, the way he reads the Gemara is that he reads the Gemara as doraisa, comma, bina ulam mizbeach is telling you dorabanan, but it can only say, it's only applying it to bina ulam mizbeach because it's established as doraisa principle. In other words, once a doraisa is established, that a Kohen who's a Balmum can't go into the Heichal or to do a Vodah, but he can go in to fix, right? Excuse me. Once it establishes that Balmum can't go in Stam, but he can go in to fix the Heichal, Midoraisa, then the Rav is putting parentheses around Ulam Mizbeach, meaning that same principle applies to Midorabanan as well. The way the Rav is learning is the Rav is saying that what's going on here? We learn midoraisa that the Baal Mum, and of course, when I mean Baal Mum, I mean the other three also. Okay, so let's just stick with Shasa Yain. We know midoraisa the Shasa Yain can't go into the Heichal. There's an Isser Kenisa, according to the Raven, right? An Isser Kenisa, just like the Rambam, right? Right? And from that as well, what else can we learn out? But they could go in to fix. Okay? right? Tadhecha. Right? No. Well, the Gemara says, at the end it says, Lasos Rikwe Pachem. No, that's how he's reading it. He's reading, you understand? He's reading, Rikwe Pachem is going on the whole thing. Okay?
But he never mentioned the word
Hegel. The beginning does. Well, no. No, but that's what Achal Paroch is. No, that's what he's. No, that's Reb Chaim. That's Reb Chaim's learning it. You're right. No, you're right. But that's how Reb Chaim's learning. Reb Chaim's saying this. Reb Chaim's saying that. I'm just trying to understand what he's saying. He's saying the Iker Kra the Hach the Ach the Ba Lishrei Lasakin Lahotis Atuma Kai Al Hechal. So when you read the pasuk Ach, what is it talking about? The Hechal. So Midoraisa the Baal Mum can't go in there, right? Kenisa wise, okay. But then he says the Sham Bavada Ikas Haras Kenisa the Baal Mum Midivrei Torah. It's an issur d'oraisa of Knesa, right? L'das arrived, the Kamosha Kasafti. The Had the Husker of the Gemara being the Mizbeach, but what about the fact that the Gemara says right afterwards that they can't go into the Mizbeach, right? Humishum demidivrayam, mia ichlal gam bin Mizbeach, bahachas hara, mishum maos rabbanan. So what's he saying? He's saying the way you read the Gemara is, Achala Parochas teaches you that the Bamum can't go in midoraisa into the Hecha. Kama, once his principle is in place, it'll now be extended to include Midrabanan Ulam Mizbeach. Is that you,